Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So I saw a very interesting report. David Jay always does a great job for KTVQ Television, one of the Montana Television Network stations. But the story, I haven't gone through my stack of stuff here yet, but the story is basically, apparently there was this big National Alzheimer's Convention, and at this National Alzheimer's Convention, they were talking about how Wildfire smoke can lead to dementia. Wildfire smoke can lead to dementia. And, man, I don't know about you, Travis, but are you looking out our studio windows right now? It's like, man, if that's the case, boy, we got a lot of wildfire smoke outside our windows right now. I mean, it looks like a foggy Portland, Oregon morning with all the wildfire smoke out there in the air, a lot of which, of course, has been coming from Canada. And so, you know, with a pretty little Prime Minister Justin Trudeau up there, it's not in his interest to aggressively fight wildfires because, see, he wants to capitalize off the crisis. Just like he wanted to capitalize off of COVID-19 to usher in the Great Reset. He wants to push the climate alarmism as well. And so the more smoke they can pump into the air, the more they can push their climate alarmist agenda and rhetoric. So by the way, speaking of COVID-19 and whatever other variant they're on now, remember this. If you're thinking about wearing your mask, if you're thinking about following Fauci's orders to wear your mask to block wildfire smoke, remember how we told you about how COVID-19 particles were smaller than wildfire smoke, and how, you know, if those masks can't block wildfire smoke particles, they surely couldn't block the COVID-19 particles. Yeah, just another reminder on that front. But here's my broader point when I saw this story. Okay, let's go with this. Let's say they prove without a doubt that wildfire smoke causes dementia. Yeah, here's the headline from KTVQ.com. Dementia linked to wildfire smoke in report given at Alzheimer's Convention. Let's go with this, okay? They will block any forest health project. They will block any timber project. Nearly any effort to prevent wildfires, to have better forest health, these radical environmentalists and their buddies inside the deep state bureaucracy at the Forest Service sue and settle. Liberal judges will not only block your forest health project, block your timber project, but they'll then pay off these radical environmental groups, put a bunch of your money into their pockets because of they'll say, well, this timber project might harm the grizzly bear or the lynx or the horny toad. Who knows what their excuse is going to be, right? They're literally, apparently, causing dementia by blocking your timber project, by blocking your forest health project. But see, you don't matter. People don't matter. Humans don't matter to these liberal judges and these deep state bureaucrats, because at the end of the day, they're trying to shut you down. They're trying to kick you out of here. Anyway, that's what all these phony lawsuits are all about. Damn the smoke.
Securing America.
The attack by Lebanon-based Hezbollah on a site in Israel this past weekend, which killed 12 children, is increasing tensions between the two countries and the danger for Americans currently in Lebanon. State Department spokesman Vindan Patel saying Monday,
we have no higher priority than the safety and security of U.S. citizens overseas.
Adding that
we don't have any plans for or an announcement as it relates to an evacuation.
However, in a video released on X, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of Consular Affairs, Rena Bitter, struck a much more urgent tone.
We recommend U.S. citizens develop a crisis plan of action and leave before a crisis begins.
And she warned that Americans there need to have backup plans.
Should commercial air not be available, individuals already in Lebanon should be prepared to shelter in place for long periods of time.
Kevin Yuretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, look for partial sunshine with widespread haze. By this afternoon, we'll have some showers and storms working in from the west, with high temperatures working up into the upper 70s for Bozeman, but approaching 90 for Billings. Then for tonight, a chance for storms in the evening, upper 40s for lows for Bozeman, but sticking closer to 60 for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Carey.
It may apply.
So I did what I always do when I'm making the drive from Billings to the Flathead. I stopped at the town pump in Browning, Montana. I set the can on the table, and I got carded. But what I got carded for may surprise you. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. No joke, I was like, wow, you're carding people for those. They ban energy drinks for underage minors on the Blackfeet Reservation. That story, go to MontanaTalks.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's do another random start for you here. I mean, it's 6:13 in the morning, although I got to be honest, I have more fun here in the 6 o'clock hour sometimes. Other than on Tuesdays when, you know, the Joker joins us in the 8 o'clock hour, then Laura Loomer is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. So we're going to have a ton of fun on the show today. But let's get to I wanted to talk a little bit more on this fake, phony, fraud John Tester. Somebody in the Flathead called him 350 pounds of BS. But they use the full word. The full word we can't use here on this show. But you get the picture. You can smell where they're going with that one, right? Anyway, but I'm gonna save that story for just a second here. Random start. Interesting story at thedailywire.com. Let me just share the headline with you here for a second. Especially if you're a union guy in Butte, America, or one of our great union guys out in Colstrip right now listening in to this show. Heck, you could be a refinery guy listening or gal listening in on the show right now as well. Here's the headline from thedailywire.com. Despite legal concerns, Biden let government scientists join the United Auto Workers before securing the union's endorsement. So Joe Biden has been killing union jobs. Let me backstep a second here. Joe Biden and John Tester have been killing union jobs. Democrats are the ones that targeted and killed Colstrip 1 and 2. Now they're targeting and want to kill Colstrip 3 and 4. They're also the same Democrats that tried to force you railroader union guys to get stuck with the jab. Thankfully, we all helped you push back against that BS. But isn't this interesting? Why would these government scientists join the United Auto Workers Union? Isn't there another union they could join? I mean, if I'm the United Auto Workers, I mean, I'm sure you guys can picture, you don't even need to see the photograph that the Daily Wire is using here showing the new faces of the United Auto Workers Union. Let's just say they're not Butte tough. Let's just say that. These government scientists, hey, no offense to the government scientists, but these guys and gals are not, they don't look Butte tough. They don't look Colstrip United. They're government scientists. Why are they joining the United Auto Workers? And why did the head of the United Auto Workers want these guys to be a part of their union? So you mean to tell me that Joe Biden, who destroyed union jobs not only by shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, not only by targeting the American oil and gas, but remember, with his electric vehicle mandates and incentives, He basically caused, you know, all sorts of problems for auto worker union workers, because when he forced these auto companies, these auto manufacturers, to pivot from traditional vehicle manufacturing to electric vehicle manufacturing, They said, yeah, we're going to have to lay off thousands of these union workers because, see, we got to spend a whole bunch of money to focus on building EVs, and we won't need all these union guys over here. So, you know, see you later, union guys. So Joe Biden has been probably the worst president ever for auto workers, but the United Auto Workers union leader endorses Joe Biden because he let these, you know, like, pocket protector wearing government scientists join the union. See, to me, this is just one more way that the Democrats are actually the ones that are attacking unions. Why does Joe Biden want a bunch of government scientists to be a part of the United Auto Workers Union? Because, see, he knows that those Butte Tough Union guys, those Colstrip United Union guys, they are not buying their BS anymore. They are increasingly not buying John Tester's BS, his 350 pounds of BS. They're increasingly not buying Joe Biden's BS because they know that they've been targeted by Democrats and their liberal federal judges and their greeny wackos. So if you want to get the auto workers union to support you, you have to infiltrate the auto workers union with a bunch of other guys. So you weaken the very hardworking men and women who build America, who mine coal, who power our homes, who mine copper, who build cars. You have to weaken their voice by piling in a whole bunch of these other people into the union. Water down your representation with it. I mean, we've seen a similar thing happen here in Montana where the government employee unions led by crazed socialist Amanda Curtis that told you teachers to shut up and wear your masks. See, they want to dictate to you other union guys, firefighters, coal miners, copper miners, refinery. See, they want you to fall in line supporting the Democrats that prop them up. They want to weaken your voice so that you fall in line with the government union agenda, the government employee agenda, the very government that's trying to shut your freaking butts down. Anyway, random start. But that was just a thought that came to mind after reading that headline and story there from the DailyWire.com. Joe Biden and John Tester are targeting your union jobs for shutdown. So don't let these union bosses tell you to sit down and shut up and endorse the guy and support the guys they tell you to.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordblond. Some startling figures to share on this Tuesday morning as we see that 2 out of every 3 U.S. dairy farms vanished within a generation. But we've also seen milk production rise by a third. There are fewer dairy cows nationwide, but each is producing more milk. According to USDA, California and Wisconsin lead U.S. milk production, making up one-third of the total. Despite this, the dairy industry has restructured significantly over the past 20 years. In 2023, there were 26,290 licensed dairy herds nationwide, down from 70,375 in 2003, with milk production increasing from 170.3 billion pounds to 226.4 billion pounds in that time frame. Texas and Idaho have risen to be among the top 5 dairy states, contributing 7% to the national output. Data shows that large farms with over 2,000 cows now produce 39% of the nation's milk, especially in the West. These farms have become more specialized, using advanced technologies and relying more on purchased feeds than smaller farms, according to USDA. Many are asking, are we becoming too efficient in agriculture? That is quite the debate. We'll talk about more efficiencies coming up next.
Cattle producers, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic is coming up August 19th through the 23rd in Sheridan, Wyoming. Each year, the Bighorn Classic is one of the best summer video sales around. If you haven't marketed your calves and yearlings, take advantage of this red-hot cattle market and consign your cattle by August 2nd. Contact your local Superior Livestock rep today or visit superiorlivestock.com. Superior Livestock, committed to buyers and sellers for over 35 years.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Recent advances in digital technology have revolutionized agriculture. And Minnesota-based Syntera's innovative drone-based system can scan your entire farm field and identify specific weeds within 12 hours. Syntera's sensors on their drones, developed over 3 years, can detect weeds as small as a quarter inch with 99% accuracy. The company says the technology is reducing herbicide use by pinpointing weed locations and improving farm return on investment. Syntera's Aerial Weed Scout, as it's called, has been tested on 10,000 corn acres, cutting herbicide costs by 70%. This system, developed since 2018, uses high-resolution sensors and AI to create precise weed control maps quickly, outperforming satellite imagery. CEO Brian Wingatz emphasized its accessibility, allowing growers to use existing equipment efficiently. This technology, they say, is offering significant cost savings without needing new artificial intelligence-equipped sprayers, making precision agriculture even more accessible. Last today, we see that the U.S. Grains Council is holding its 64th Board of Delegates meeting in Salt Lake City this week. Key discussions include growing global demand for U.S. grains and ethanol. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Monty in Roundup sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. So for those of you who might be just waking up or just turning on your radio or turning on the Montana Talks app right now, I mentioned this headline from the DailyWire.com. Despite legal concerns, Biden let government scientists join the United Auto Workers before securing the union's endorsement. And so I made the point how this is an attempt to water down the United Auto Workers. It's yet another effort by Joe Biden and the Democrats to undermine hardworking blue-collar unions by watering it down with more government-type folks. Anyway, Monty in Roundup says this. Not only does it weaken the union by watering it down, but it also lets them spread their twisted ideas of socialism and climate change by infiltration. That's how they got into the news media and education. Bob in Columbus, you know, at the very start of this show, I talked about how there's this story at KTVQ.com about how wildfire smoke may be linked to Alzheimer's. Bob in Columbus says, good morning, Aaron. If the smoke causes Alzheimer's, that explains all the Biden voters. Yeah, but we're all kind of suffering from the radical environmentalist wildfire smoke. So why would one president have Alzheimer's and the other not? You know what I'm saying? That's the only, I guess, question I would throw back at you there on that one, Bob. But back to this whole idea of how the Democrats and the radical environmentalists are deliberately targeting blue-collar unions to water down your representation, to water down and to limit your impact. Our producer, Travis, just nailed it. He said, you know, this whole idea of watering down the blue-collar unions so that they can be, you know, he says, you can spread this across the board. And one of the things he mentioned, I actually, you know, was thinking of as I was talking about this headline, just with my initial reaction this morning, which is it's just like how John Tester wants to create more states, Puerto Rico, et cetera. He wants to, in Washington, D.C., he wants to turn it into a state to weaken the power that red states like Montana has, to weaken our electoral college representation. And then Travis gave several other examples. It's just like how the Democrats like Tester and Biden want to add more justices to the United States Supreme Court so they can once again weaken an effective Supreme Court and water it down. I mean, we could look at so many different examples, and Travis spit off three or four of them where they deliberately want to weaken and target blue-collar union workers so they can be, you know, overtaken by the government employees sector. And they want to weaken and target and undermine states like Montana because they want their buddies in New York and California to have more power than us.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The acting director of the Secret Service speaks to senators today about the assassination attempt against former President Trump in Pennsylvania.
Ronald Rowe took over as acting Secret Service director when Kimberly Cheadle resigned. Rowe is expected to reveal new details about the agency's communications. He's also set to break down the security plan used by Secret Service and police.
Fox's Brooks Singman. It's congressional primary day in Arizona.
In Arizona's Senate race, with independent Kyrsten Sinema deciding not to run again, the contest will come down to Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego and possibly former candidate for Governor Carrie Lake, though she must first beat Republican Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb and neuroscientist Elizabeth Ray.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says he's withdrawn his name for consideration as Kamala Harris's running mate. She campaigns in Atlanta today. Trump running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Nevada and California. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, this was, I'm glad somebody sent me this message here. This one came in. When did this come in? This came in last night from TC in Billings. Fort Belknap, this was a KRTV story out of Great Falls. Fort Belknap Indian community reports sighting of wild boar. Fort Belknap Indian community reports sighting of wild boar. And just as I saw that, I meant to shoot a note off to the folks at MSU Extension. Remember, they did all those meetings on the High Line here in Montana focused on wild hogs, you know, the threat of wild hogs invading our northern border from Canada and just how devastating that could be, you know, for livestock, wildlife, public lands, et cetera. I mean, all sorts of threats if these wild hogs get into Montana. I saw that story yesterday, but thanks to TC and Billings for reminding me of it, because I was going to try to check in with folks to get a follow-up. But there's now an update. Thankfully, I just pulled up that KRTV story. They've now got an update after there was a reported sighting of a wild boar on Thursday, July 25th. The news release said that the boar was seen at 8 a.m. about 3 miles south of the Three Buttes Cut Across. But now there's an update here. They came in. The Montana Department of Livestock worked with USDA Wildlife Services to investigate, and the pig was found 1.5 miles from where it was reported. Here's the important part, though. The agency says the animal was not a wild boar, but rather an escaped domestic pig. The pig was returned to its owner on Friday. So, most of the reports so far, thankfully, that they've had where possible sightings of these wild hogs have not been wild. They've been more of the domesticated kind. So that's the update on that story. But let me see here. What I'm trying to look at here. So if you look at the tweet from KRTV that was sent out at 1:45 in the afternoon yesterday, the subheadline said this: wildlife officials say that if you have the ability to do so safely, you are advised to shoot the animal. Now, we were told before that you're not advised to shoot wild hogs because for various reasons. I know I'm just about to push into a break here, but basically what the extension specialist and what wildlife officials have said before is that, well, if you shoot the one, you might scatter the herd and then they go all over the place. So instead, report it to wildlife officials and then they'll come in and take the wild hog out. But so I'm wondering if this was a typo by KRTV in the tweet yesterday. I'll look at the full report here from yesterday to see if something has changed, if they are encouraging people to shoot these things on site. So, anyway, an initial scan. Hunting feral swine in Montana is illegal. I am seeing that part here. Anyway, I'll check it out further, get back to you right after this.
Montana State News Network.
Good morning, I'm Dennis Bragg. Another fast-moving fire is bringing resources and evacuation notices to another Montana community. The Black Mountain Fire had scorched up to 70 acres, 6 miles northwest of Lincoln, as of yesterday evening. The Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest had large air tankers, helicopters, and ground crews on scene. More equipment is expected to arrive today to try and build fire lines in downed and dead timber. There's very limited access to the fire site. The Lewis and Clark County Sheriff had ordered evacuations for nearby residents north of Highway 200 and the Pine Grove Campground. The numbers aren't official yet, but we're getting some idea how much damage was done in Missoula's severe thunderstorm last week. During a press conference yesterday in Missoula, I pressed community leaders for their back-of-the-envelope estimate on the amount of damage to the public infrastructure, which they're placing at roughly $2 million. Missoula Mayor Andrea Davis is just happy that no one was seriously hurt in the storm.
Well, I'm so grateful that we have had no reported deaths or injuries as a result. Really, it's remarkable. Beyond that, though, we both wish to acknowledge just how incredible this has upended many people's lives.
Davis and Missoula County Commissioner Josh Slotnick thanking the community for their cooperation and caring. Governor Greg Gianforte has joined Missoula leaders in making an emergency declaration, which should open the door for some state and federal assistance. A new report is suggesting how much cash you'd need in Montana to be in the exclusive 1% club. According to Go Banking Rates, you'll need an income of $741,000 a year to make that cut in Montana. That puts the Treasure State at number 19 on the list. Wyoming, apparently fueled by all those trophy ranches and second homes, makes the top 10 at $872,000.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, you probably heard it because I think it would have aired not only on 970 KBUL, but also on 1450 KMMS. And 1370 KXTL. I'm assuming, hopefully, it went out over the app as well. Tim and Savage, if you're listening, let me know if you heard that. It was Dennis Bragg. It was right as we went into the 6:35 break there. It was the Montana State News Network news update by Dennis Bragg. Latest fire information. Also had a great soundbite. Information on the massive wind storm that hit Missoula last week and an update on that front. Wow, what a great job there by Dennis Bragg. A nice professional news update. That's what we like to have. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we do the color. We do some color commentary here in the meantime. But we still want to have just good old news and weather and things like that. So great job there by Dennis Bragg for covering that news for us here this morning. All right, let's see. And plus, it helps out having people to do that type of stuff because, man, I tell you what, Travis is so hardworking, and he's writing articles for our websites. He's producing the show here. He's snagging all this audio for us and everything. And so, good night. It's like that's why it's been nice that he's gotten at least a few Fridays off here this summer because, man, he puts in so much hard work for all of us. All right, let's see. So I checked that KRTV story about the wild boars, and there was nothing in their report from wildlife officials encouraging people to shoot a wild boar on site. So that must have been a typo on their tweet, or maybe it was something that was included in their initial report. Because yeah, if you read the actual story, the repeated guidance is that hunting wild boars is illegal in Montana. You got to go down to Texas and places like that where they've already been infiltrated by these things to do that. All right, let's see. What do you want to talk about? 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. I think I've got a few more messages that maybe came in over the last... No, I think I got to most of the messages on the app that have come in the last 24. Let's just go right into the phone lines here. 294-0970. We got Tom in Billings first up this morning. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I was thumbing through Facebook, and on Reels I saw Tim Sheehy do a little interview. He got the call. He had to jump in one of his bomber planes and go rescue people and fight fires. And, you know, that's our senator. I don't know the closest fire that, you know, flip top, flat top John Tester got to except to one of his fancy fire grills in Washington. But Tim T, he's our man.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? So he stepped down as CEO of Bridger Aerospace, his aerial firefighting company. That he founded and hired so many of our fellow veterans. You're a veteran. I'm a veteran. It's just an incredible story. And but he's so he could focus on this Senate race. He's focusing on saving our country. But he told us early last week that, hey, if they get too many calls and they run short on pilots to man these fires, he is still serving as a reserve aerial firefighter, basically. And so they called up the reserves. Tim Sheehy got called back into action, saving homes, saving land, you name it. And, yeah.
We need to promote that.
Yeah, well, you know, and promote it, yeah, certainly, I think, you know. Here's my thing. Tom, could you imagine if he was a Democrat candidate for the United States Senate? And the same.
Oh, it'd be all over woke media.
60 Minutes would be riding along with. They'd have three helicopters in the air covering him from four different angles as he dives down to scoop up the water and then flies right over top of the flames to douse. There'd be a elderly woman that lives in a house nearby in tears on camera thanking Tim Sheehy for saving her home. You don't get any of that because he's a Republican.
Nope.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I just wanted to put that out there because you know what? Those guys put their life on the line and he's still putting his life on the line for Montanans. What has John Tester done but kill Montana jobs?
Yeah, exactly. And well, and literally kill Montanans with the meth and the fentanyl and the drug cartel operatives that he has allowed to invade our state. Yeah. And where the hell has John Tester been these past few days? Well, Tim Sheehy is up there literally saving lives, saving homes, fighting fires. What is John Tester doing? Is he still ponied up at the bar at the Bistro B in Washington, D.C., or at the Bistro Cacao, sipping vodka cranberries, driving?
350 pounds of BS.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I wonder I should see if we can get an answer to that question. I should see. I'll have to ask Laura Loomer if she's been able to track down John Tester these past few days, and you know,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. He's been incognito. He's gone. He's like Joe Biden. He's probably hanging out with Joe eating ice cream.
Well, or he's back. He's back in California. He's back in Hollywood with Adam Schiff. Remember, he had that big high dollar fundraiser with Adam Schiff in California. But no, you're and Your point too about, you know, here's President Trump literally taking fire, under fire, but still stands up and raises his fist for America to show that America is gonna fight back. America is coming back. And where was John Tester, you know, at fundraising with Adam Schiff? And then here's Tim Sheehy putting his life at risk. Donald Trump continues to go out there when his life was literally put at risk by the hack jobs running the Secret Service for Joe Biden. And yet, you know, what has John Tester ever done, right?
Nothing.
But he attacks who serve.
I lost a job. Here's the thing, I lost a job because of my political views, and now I have, and I'm a combat veteran, and now I have a job where my employer doesn't offer me medical benefits, so I go to the VA for the first time ever since I went out. Honorable discharge, combat veteran, and I'm still fighting the political bureaucrats to get medical insurance because I have blown discs in my spine.
Oh, yeah, so many of us do, yeah, especially that L4, L5, if you spent some time in the infantry.
I did.
Yeah, one of the things to throw at you, Tom, before I get to our next caller here, but... So this was the story that I thought I would have started the show with this morning. So so back to this point that here's John Tester, who hasn't done a damn thing to serve this country. Instead, he's gotten served by us. $1.2 million restaurant bills at fancy D.C. restaurants. He's made millions. He's worth millions more since becoming a senator for some reason. But yet he attacks those who've served this country, like veterans like Tim Sheehy and his wife Carmen. So I think it's great that Tim Sheehy started these incredibly successful businesses. He hired fellow veterans, made them successful, helped make them successful as well. And so as a result, he's been successful. And so, yeah, he's got a nice house or two. Good for him. But you know what? John Tester has been attacking this Navy SEAL veteran for being successful and having a nice house. But you know,
well, it's capitalism. They don't want capitalism.
Oh, well, they want themselves to have big fancy houses. They want their Hollywood celebrities. They have no problem with Hollywood celebrities buying up these big fancy houses in Montana. In fact, they celebrate it when Hollywood celebrities move to Montana. But if you're a combat veteran who's able to come home to Montana after serving your country and getting shot for your country and getting blown up for your country, John Tester attacks you.
I did.
Yeah.
And I did. And I was born and raised here, so they can't take that. They can't take that.
Oh, they'd still trash you. But here's my point, Tom, is so I did a quick little search this morning. I thought I was going to reach out to one of these professional, you know, background opposition researchers to see if they could find this for me, because I remember a tweet from John Tester, JT, where he was celebrating JT, Justin Timberlake, moving to Montana. In 30 seconds, I pulled up this tweet from 2015 where John Tester was celebrating the fact that Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel were moving to Montana and buying a big fancy spread near Big Sky. He celebrated it. He welcomed them. He said how great it was that Justin Timberlake was moving to Montana. And if you missed it, there's a big story in the UK Daily Mail this week about all these Hollywood celebrities that live in Montana. And that's my point. This fake, phony dirtbag John Tester. I'm going to call him that because of the way he is trashing our military veterans. John Tester is a dirtbag for these attacks on our veterans. Oh, he loves it when Justin Timberlake buys a place near Big Sky. But if you're a combat veteran that comes home and succeeds and buys a place near Big Sky, he'll attack you for it. That's why I say this guy is a dirtbag and he needs to go.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You cannot pick a single issue and ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are our borders more secure? The answer is obviously no. You know, are your communities more safe and secure? The answer is no. Are your schools better than they were 4 years ago? No, they're actually worse because the Democrats have an unholy alliance with teachers unions. Are you paying more more? Are you paying less for energy prices? You're paying a lot more. What about your electricity rates? You're paying a lot more. You're paying more pretty much for every item you buy in every store that you go to. Inflation was not transitory. The border was never closed and secure. The media mob does not want to talk about Kamala Harris's record.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, want to update your home while saving cold, hard cash with some sizzling hot deals? Well, Blinds.com has their huge Cyber Summer Sale. It's happening right now. Now, Blinds.com invented the better way to shop for premium window coverings. It's all 100% online, so you can forget about those pushy commission salespeople in your home. Now, they're virtual design consultants, so they're to help you on your schedule. Plus, they're going to send you free samples right to your house. Even when you buy multiple window treatments, Blinds.com can handle the measuring, the installation for one low cost, no hidden fees, and you also get upfront pricing, everything backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Choose from a variety of premium blinds and shades. Upgrading your home with custom window treatments, it's simple, it's easy, it's affordable. Save up to a cool 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com, and their Cyber Summer Sale is going on right now. Plus, you can score premium doorbusters up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
28 Bridgeside Boulevard, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, 29464.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, that's Tom and Billings got me all fired up. Tom, thanks for it. Got me so fired up, I wasn't able to sneak that caller in before the last break, but that's all right. I'll get to that caller now. And then, man, let me do a calendar recon. Okay, we got some more open phones time. Well, even when John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, joins us, we take your phone calls then, too. So, anyway. Let's see, Tim and Savage. You say wild hogs, and I picture Tim Allen and friends on motorcycles. I forgot about that movie. Thanks, Tim and Savage. Bob in Columbus. Hey, Aaron, I went outside to do some yard work, came back to go to my house, but I couldn't find it. I forgot where I live from walking around in that smoke. Yeah, earlier we were talking about Alzheimer's convention where they're saying that wildfire smoke can lead to Alzheimer's. But yet these liberal federal judges and the Democrats and the environmentalists don't want timber harvests to take place to prevent these wildfires from breaking out even further. So, but boy, if they can, you know, focus on the lynx or the grizzly habitat, they'll use that as an excuse to shut down these forest health projects, won't they? But, yeah, here's the tweet real quick, and then I'm going to go to Gary in Billings. This is March 2nd, 2015, from Senator John Tester. We had a story on one of our radio station websites. Justin Timberlake, as long as he's got his suit and tie, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are moving to Montana. That was at kissfm.com back on March 2nd, 2015. And John Tester shared that story. Now, that was good clickbait for Shireen Herrera, who wrote that back in 2015. He said this, Senator Tester said this, Jay Timberlake and Jessica Biel moving to Montana. Welcome Jessica and another JT to the best state to raise a family. Old JT John Tester, as our producer Travis pointed out, was so welcoming to Timberlake. Not so welcoming to Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy, was he? All right, let's go to Gary in Billings. Gary, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. Everybody keeps talking about John Tester's weight problem, and I think he's very depressed about that. So I have the solution. You could call him up and introduce him to Billings' last diet, where he could lose 100 pounds. And he might be more conducive to being thankful for you to lose those pounds. So don't you think that you could do that?
Well, you see, the challenge, though, would be this. See, I have no problem with his weight. I have a problem with the fact that he's living high on the hog while the rest of us are suffering with inflation because of his policies. Here's the challenge, though. So when you go to Billings last night, they do this really cool. You could even just go walk in and just step on their scale, if just for fun, Gary. Not that you need to, but I'm just saying for fun, go step on their scale, and it does like this full comprehensive body analysis. They can tell how much lean muscle mass you have, how much water you have in your system, how much fat, all this stuff, how much visceral fat, right? That's that stubborn stuff. But here's the thing. Whether he's 350 pounds of bull Adam Schiff or 160 pounds, he's still full of Adam Schiff, right? I think the comprehensive body analysis would prove this too. I think we'll have to see if he would submit to taking one of these examinations. All right, Gary. Sometimes the callers make me speechless. I guess that made Gary and Billings a little speechless there, which is all right because I hear the music. We got to roll to a break here anyway. By the way, if you want to go check out one of those. Get that exam done. It's not an exam. You just step on the scale. It's kind of cool info. BillingsLastDiet.com. If you do the remote option for our listeners in Butte and Bozeman, they'll send you a scale. You can do it, right? Maybe we'll ship one to old JT.